Well, good morning to the Interbet team. We're at Turfantine, Sunday the 7th of June on the Standside track, 10 race program. Early start 11:35 is the first race, maiden juvenile plate 1160 meters. The money's all for first timers, and they're expensive first timers too. High Fidelity is the favorite, number 7, cost a million. Microjet is Australian, 11 October Reef. Cost $2.5 million. Of the horses that run, Up and Up ran the best race, I would have thought, first time out. But just have a look at the first timers. Race 2, maiden juvenile plate fillies, 11:60. Lady Harlequin's run 3 really good races and got to be the one they've all got to beat. I thought 9 Satisfied ran a pretty good first race and a really good time, 67.60. So that goes in. Although Lady Harlequin's last run was in 65.68 on the same course and distance. That is quite impressive. I think they look like the ones. Just have a look at the first timers, number 12, maybe Summer Fest, the Versajet Rex. Race 3, Pinnacle, 1,000 meters. Well, William Robertson, 12-1 because of his last two runs. They were very poor, but look for improvement from him. Chapbook, who's a course and distance winner in place, and Rachel gets a ride on that, would be in the play, as would 6 Karate Kid and 7 African Pride. They look like the main players. Race 4, Philly's Sakes, it's a midwinter juvenile, 1,400 meters. Fauree rides Love Not War, and this has got to have a big chance, number 1. Ignora's last start didn't run to where one would expect, and I think that you'll find that Flower Island form looks pretty damn good, so I think that will go well. The favorite is 4 Secret Fate, absolutely canted up first time out at the Vaal, so she could be the one they've all got to beat. Polly Plummer didn't run badly first time out as well, and you only probably need those 3. Race 5, juvenile stakes for the Colts, 1,400 meters. Dad's Dream won impressively the last twice he's run. Life in Colour won extremely easily as well. That's number 2. Showed pace. And then Prayers and Promises got to have a big chance. And he had the 4 starts for a win in 3 places and does look useful. So does Sands of Valhalla, the juvenile races. You can find some really rough results. Race 6, Egoli Miles, 1,600 metres. King Harold's looking to win the second leg of the Triple Crown, but Firestorm meets him on a kilo better terms for 2.2 lengths, and I think the 1,600 probably suit Firestorm better ahead of the speed rating. Big chance here. Errol Flynn has got an outstanding form and is the one they've all got to beat. All the others seem to have some sort of chance, so it's quite tricky. Race 7, Jubilee. 1,800 horses trying to get into the July. I know Olivia's Way is trying to step into the July. This is on the short side for her, but she is a player. Press On Regardless has got outstanding form, won 8 races. Should go well. He has a course and distance winner last time. Copper Eagle, have a close look at this horse. The 3-year-old ran in a very strong race last time. He's shown that he's not far away from the best around, although he's only a one-time winner. Got to give him a chance in this race with 54 on his back. And then World of Alice, 51.5. Terry, the handicapping master, has got this in the right race at the right weight, and I think she will go really well. Race 8, Pinnacle, 1,400 meters. If you like World of Alice, you've got to like Money Heist here. Of course, the distance 2-1-1. It looks like a really nice each-way bet. Calvin's ridden it 7 times for 2 wins and 4 places. But they've got to get past number 3, Grand Empire, which is an 8-10 favorite and does look like the horse they've all got to beat. I actually think it's only the 2 horses that can win this. The other one is Armor Fireball with 52 on his back. Might improve a lot, so be careful of him. Race 9, merit rated 88, and they go 1,600 meters. Tintin's a 6-10 favorite. Very, very hard to beat. Of the rest of them, anything has got some sort of chance, and that's why the betting is as it is. Maybe Force Public would be the danger. Race 10, 11:60, merit rate at 74, handicap. Cold Shine won extremely well last time and would be hard to beat again. He only got a 3-point penalty, and he gets Michaela McKell, which is going to offset that 3-point penalty. Executrix, look for improvement from this one. Marks Jacobson, got to go well. And then Legendary, win the last race, be careful. Hope you have a good day's racing. From me, James Goodman, and the whole Interbet crew, enjoy your Sunday.